Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pet Dow FM podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Smith, practicing veterinarian and co-creator of Pet Dow Holistic Pet Products. And I have a special gift for you today. You see, in my practice, I get a lot of kids. They come and they want to watch what I do because they think I do something cool and special. And so I thought it would be neat to let one of my student interns, Graham Pollock. Graham, can you say hi to everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Graham Pollock, he's a 10th grader in Nashville, Tennessee, and he goes to Nashville Big Picture High School. And his parents sent him over to my practice so that Graham could observe me and what I do each and every day. And so I thought it would be neat to let Graham interview me about my veterinary practice and about what I do each and every day. So I want you to welcome Graham Pollock.
Hi, everyone. So I only have a couple questions here for Dr. Smith, but one of them being, so what was your original perseverance for becoming a veterinarian? Why did you want to become one?
Graham, that's a great question. So for everyone out there, his question was, why did I want to become a veterinarian? And really, it revolves around a couple of different things. Number one, see, I wasn't a very good student in high school. I liked other things, right, Grammar? Kind of like you probably do. I didn't like academics. I liked sports. I liked Atari. Do you know what Atari is?
Yes, I love Atari.
And I like girls, and I like doing things besides studying. So when I got into college, I thought, you know, my dad's not going to take care of me forever, so I've got to do something. And I wanted to do something that was hard. It was difficult. It was challenging. And being a veterinarian is very challenging. And then I also wanted to do something where I could be outside. And see, I loved large animals at that time, horses and hogs and kitties and dogs and whatever. Those were really the driving forces behind why I decided to become a veterinarian, because I wanted to do something that was difficult and hard. And I wanted to have the opportunity to challenge my mind outside. I didn't want to sit at a desk all day.
Yeah. So along with you becoming a veterinarian and going through all the schoolwork to do that and starting your work on farm animals, what made you want to include holistic treatments into it?
That's a great question. I've learned a lot about myself and my personality. And so people would come into my practice when I was just a conventional veterinarian. They'd say, hey, Dr. Smith, what about acupuncture? Or what about herbal medicine? Or what about this? And unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have any good answers for them. It didn't matter whether everybody wants to think, do you believe in that kind of medicine? Does it help? Does it work? It didn't matter. I wanted to be able to give people good, credible answers to their questions. That was my goal. So my whole goal of practicing non-conventional veterinary medicine revolves around the fact that I wanted to be able to answer people's questions. And then I wanted to mold my practice into kind of giving people what they want.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a lot of people, they don't want conventional medicine. Doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, they don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of molded my practice philosophy into I'm going to give people what they want as opposed to necessarily giving them what I think is the best all the time. Now, I do that, and I have to pick and choose in what I do. But I'm a big believer in giving people what they want and what they want out of the veterinarian.
So along with that, since you've recently molded your service into that, would you say you're still learning as all this is happening?
Graham, I am learning each and every day. And one of the hard things I'm trying to learn is how to be a better communicator with people. Because it's all about the interaction and the relationship you have with people and their pets. And the better communicator I become, the better veterinarian I become.
What are some of the most difficult parts of your job?
The most difficult parts of my job are communication, meeting people's expectations, and dealing with the emotions that come with being a pet owner. That is difficult. I mean, lots of times as a guy, we tend to, let's face it, we may not be always emotionally in tune, right? Mm-hmm. Or emotionally aware. Well, when Kitty Cat is sick, mommy is emotionally aware. And so I have to really try to be in tune to that each and every day. And that's been a big time challenge for me, something that I consistently and constantly work on each and every day.
I'm excited to watch over you every day and help out with your daily tasks. But do you have any questions for me?
Graham, I've got all kind of questions for you, okay? Why did you come to my practice?
I'm interested in a variety of things. Last year at my school, because I'm a sophomore now, last year at my school, I interned with a Vanderbilt professor for astronomy and physics. And although I enjoyed that while it lasted, I wanted to explore some of my other interests, and I have a lot of those. So besides astronomy, there's veterinarianism. There was writing, because I'm currently trying to write my own book. And there's also a little bit of journalism in there. But really, at this point, I just wanted to explore veterinarianism because I've always had a thing for pets. So
you like pets like everybody else, right?
Pretty much.
Well, that's good. I mean, everybody likes pets. So what is a veterinaryism?
Veterinarianism, I guess, just the study of veterinary medicine and treatments of that manner. I probably just made up a word there, I'm sure.
Well, you said you went and interned under a Vanderbilt professor. You know that I'm a UT fan.
I don't really watch sports in that manner of UT and Vanderbilt.
It doesn't matter if it's sports or not. It's academics as well.
Well, I don't have an opinion towards either, so.
So what's the main thing you've learned by being at my clinic? I mean, what have you learned?
So far, I've just learned to be timely and make sure you know what you're doing. That's the main thing so far. I haven't been there that long as of yet, but I know I'll learn more. And right now, just be timely and focus.
So be on time, focus. What else?
Try and be brave, be controlling with the animals, because you may have to, just control them in general, hold them so they can get their shots and things like that. So.
And you've taken away, if you've taken away one thing, it's that all dogs bite, right? And you've got to be careful.
Yes, sir. That is one thing.
Okay, good. I'm sure your mommy and daddy will be proud of you, too.
I hope so.
So let's take another question from Graham about Dr. Smith, what Dr. Smith does each and every day.
What is your history in the veterinarian field? So what did you do first off, and what led you to where you are now?
Great question, Graham. So when I was 15 years old, I started in veterinary medicine, riding with the vet, a horse vet, and I learned all about, but I got a good bit of exposure to equine veterinary medicine. And so I entered vet school when I was 24. And it takes 4 years. I got out when I was 28, and I started my own horse practice, working mostly around Middle Tennessee, working on all breeds and all different types of horses. And after I'd been doing that for probably, well, roughly 8 years, I decided I lost a little bit of interest in it. I didn't like the inefficiency of it because you've got to drive a lot. And so I started to look into, you know, doing some different things, and then I started doing some small animal, and gradually I've gone from being a conventional veterinarian to being a, well, people call me holistic. I don't really call it that. I tend to term it more as an integrative veterinarian, or a veterinarian that can treat your animals in a variety of different ways and has expert knowledge in most things that encompass the full realm of veterinary medicine. And now I'm trying to really be cognizant and aware of and really make a focused effort to improve my communication skills, my awareness of people's relationships with their pets, the human-animal bond, and become an expert in communicating about those things.
Over the years you've done this, what is one thing you can take away from it that you've just learned constantly throughout the entire process?
That's a tough question. One thing I've learned, I guess, is that meeting people's expectations of taking care of their pet is difficult, but it's achievable when you improve your communication skills and listen to the client and listen to their expectations and always keep their pet at the forefront of everything I do.
Now, getting on to more, I guess, opinionated questions. Do you have a favorite type of animal? and every type of animal that you've worked with, farm animals or just at home?
Actually, I don't have a favorite type of animal. I like all animals.
That's good.
And I think all animals deserve our respect and admiration and our care, whatever that may be. But I don't really have a favorite type of animal. I like all types of animals. You know, the best thing I like is the interaction with the client or the customer and their pet and how that whole interaction works, because it's a challenge every day.
And speaking of that again with challenges and all that, what is a crazy story you can tell us about your workplace, like, over the years?
I've got tons of crazy stories. But one thing that was crazy is one time a long time ago when I worked with one of my bosses who are mentors, I had an instance where a lady bought in her kitty cats and her little kittens in a kind of a basket, and it was covered up. And she wanted my boss, my mentor, to take a look at her kittens. And she pulled back the cover that was covering the kittens, and there were six little kitties there. Little kitties.
Like just born?
Not just born, but probably 3 weeks old. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't actually the kitties. It was pictures of the kitties. So that's one funny story. I've had tons of funny stories, but yeah, that's one that sticks out in my mind.
But what is your favorite part of this job? Is it working with people? Is it working with pets? Like, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is the fact that I have woken up less than a handful of times and not wanted to go to work. It's not very often that I don't go to work. And usually when I don't go to work, it's because I've had something bad happen, or I've had an outcome that was not desirable, and I didn't want to deal with it. That happens, but I have to force myself to deal with it. So my favorite part of my job is the fact that I love it, and I look forward to doing it each and every day.
I think I have one final question. Some others might pop up in my head as we keep going here, but one more I have on my list, and that is, what are some skills you've learned over the years that you did not have when you were mentoring underneath that other veterinarian?
Skills such, you talking about veterinary skills or
just
skills
in general, veterinary or just general skills? Yeah.
Well, I think probably the biggest general skill that I've learned is I've become more attuned to people and what they want. So I've become overall a whole lot better listener. So for instance, when somebody brings a pet into me, I try to listen from all angles. So what I mean by that is I try to hear what's wrong with their pet and give what I think's the best advice. And then I listen to them and I try to weed out what their desires are, what they want out of our interaction. And my ability to deliver that is a constant challenge, but I think it helps me bond with people because people don't know. I do a lot of different things, and people frequently don't know what's the best for that for their pet at that particular time. So my favorite thing is listening and being able to deliver.
That's all with the list of questions. I'll keep thinking of some, but do you have any others for me?
Graham, yes, I do have one for you, okay? Today, Graham was watching me do a surgery, and he may not like me telling this, but Graham became lightheaded. Right, Graham?
Yep.
And Graham essentially fell out and hit the floor.
I did not hit the floor.
Well, you fell out.
Yes.
and the unique thing about that, and you don't need to feel bad because that happens frequently. But even seasoned people, when they see something that bothers them, they yawn a lot and they pass out. And that's exactly what Graham did today. So that happens, Graham. Don't feel bad about it.
I don't feel bad about it. I know I'll be seeing other such surgeries and things, so I know I'll get used to it, and I won't do that, hopefully,
anymore. Okay, well, that's good. One other thing I want to ask you, though, Graham, is when I was a kid, I used to read all these books. On one of my future episodes, I'm going to talk about how these books about animals impacted me. Can you tell me any specific books you've read? I read Benji. I read Where the Red Fern Grows. I read Sounder. Where the Red Fern Grows is my all-time favorite book, okay? I still read it. Can you tell me any books that you read as a young kid that may have impacted you in veterinary medicine or impacted you in making your decision to come shadow with me today?
Yeah. So one of the major books in that sense that made me at least kind of think about animals and feel bad more than I usually did was Old Yeller, because I read that when I was a little younger.
Old Yeller, that's a classic, yes.
Just in general, that made me kind of sad and think about it. But then also in elementary school, I was one to read a lot of nonfiction, even though now it's not my style. But I read a lot of stuff about actually marine animals, and that just made me think about animals in general over time. So
cool. That's awesome. Graham, I'm sure everybody's enjoyed listening to you. I want to tell you how much I've appreciated you coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed your visiting. I hope you've learned a lot, and thank you everyone for tuning in to episode 7. And if you have anything that you want to learn about, please go to www.petdow.com. Check out